David Horowitz, a former radical leftist turned conservative activist, discussed the notion that America is a racist country. This accusation is one that so-called progressives regularly make against a country that outlaws racial discrimination, has twice elected a black president, had two black secretaries of state, three black national security advisors, and two successive black attorneys general. The claim that America is a white supremacist nation is an act of hostility toward blacks, who enjoy opportunities and rights as Americans that are greater than those of any other country under the sun. America still has many unsolved racial problems, but if you want to see far worse racial strife, I could take you to parts of Asia, Africa, Latin America, or the Arab world and show you racial hatred, unrest, and violence that would sicken your soul. I could show you places where human slavery is still practiced in the 21st century. In fact, according to the global advocacy organization Free the Slaves, there are more human beings in chains of slavery today than there were at the time of the American Civil War. The UN International Labor Organization estimates that there are 21 million people worldwide who are trapped in involuntary servitude, sex slavery, or child slavery. According to a statistical analysis of data compiled by the World Values Survey, America is among the least racist, most tolerant societies in the world. From 2010 to 2014, the survey asked people in more than 80 nations who they would not want to live next to as neighbors. Among Americans, only 5% responded people of a different race. Compare that with the most racist nations in the world, according to the survey. Libya, 54%. India, 43.6%. Palestine, 44%. Lebanon, 36.3%. Bahrain, 31.1%. The Philippines, 30.6%. South Korea, 29.6%. Kuwait, 28.1%. And South Africa, 19.6%. This information often comes as a shock to Americans who have been bombarded with anti-American propaganda from the mainstream media. Conflict sells newspapers, keeps people tuned into TV news, and heats up social media sites, where increasing numbers of Americans now get their news. Racial warfare is a ratings hot button, so most Americans, and especially liberal Americans, are inclined to think the worst of their own nation's record on race. But the truth is that America fights for fairness and justice, gives generously, and accepts people who are yearning to be free. That's why millions line up every year to come to America. That's why I was one of those waiting in line to realize my own American dream. Only in America do you find the principles of freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom to peaceably assemble, and the right to petition the government outlined in the first statement of the Bill of Rights. No other nation in the world guarantees these five essential freedoms in its founding documents. Perfect principles for imperfect people. Unfortunately, we Americans have grown tragically complacent about our rights and freedoms. We think that the rampant abuses and injustices we see in other parts of the world could never happen here. I wish that were true, but I know it's a false hope. In 1852, abolitionist Wendell Phillips told the Massachusetts Anti-Slavery Society, "Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. Power is ever stealing from the many to the few. The manna of popular liberty must be gathered each day, or it is rotten." He added that one of the greatest dangers to liberty is the complacency that develops when we become prosperous and comfortable.